Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. It's so good to be back with you again today. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we are going to explore our interconnected world. Just like every Tuesday on The Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, are you looking for cutting-edge conversation? Are you interested in what's happening with health, science, technology, consciousness, spirituality, the environment, politics? I could go on and on and on because the list is amazing. How about alternative news? Well, collective evolution is creating alternative news that engages listeners and challenges them to begin thinking consciously about what it means to be human on our planet. This grassroots organization is creating an opportunity and an invitation for you to expand your everyday way of thinking. This collective of writers, filmmakers, editors, speakers, and creative minds is raising awareness, raising consciousness of how our world truly functions and encourages you to make changes and move beyond it. So I invite you all to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment as I welcome our guests from Collective Evolution, Joe Martino and Alana Kettler. Hello, Joe and Alana.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. Doing great. Thanks for the warm welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I could go on and on just in the introduction and what have you, but I want to get into the good stuff with the conversation. So before we get into more of what you're doing specifically, I'd really like to start where I normally do on the show, is talking about our shared vision and this collective understanding that we are all a part of one living, breathing organism, one creation. And collective evolution really inspires us to begin expanding our way of thinking so we can take conscious steps toward creating this big change on our planet and really understanding this, what I say is our shared vision. So can you guys just start? I'd love to hear from you of starting with this interconnected world. What does all things connected mean to you guys?
Ultimately, I mean, even if you look at from a scientific standpoint, for the scientific mind, when we look into quantum physics, we understand that everything's connected. Everything's made of the same energy. There's various experiments that have been done, one specifically by the mind of Albert Einstein. Actually, he theorized it, and it was later experimented by somebody else. But that ultimately everything is connected and that everything in the universe is inherently made of the same stuff. And what you do to one object in the universe is ultimately felt by another object in the universe. So what that suggests is that there's an underlying interconnectedness that exists. Now, if we bring that up to the everyday world, it means that you and me and Alana and everybody else that's listening are in some way, shape, and form not only made of the same stuff, but are interconnected, and that we share this space, this world, and the universe, all while being interconnected and all affecting each other. And anything that we do, anything that we try and create together is ultimately a co-creation that happens through everybody.
Beautiful explanation. Alana, did you want to add anything to that?
I think Joe did a pretty good job explaining it.
He did a darn good job, didn't he? I love listening to you guys because I just marvel at at what you do and what you bring to the world. It's amazing. And that's how I was introduced to you, is I just kept seeing your stuff popping up on my radar screen. And I'm like, who are these collective evolution people? Why do I keep seeing it? You have a huge social media presence and an amazing website and documentaries. There's just so much to talk about. But let's start at the beginning. How did collective evolution come to be? How did you get started?
All right. What I'll do is I'll kind of run through the beginning, and then Alana can touch on where she came into the picture. Basically, Collective Evolution started about 4.5 years ago, during a time when I can say for myself personally, I was going through quite a few changes in my life. I was dropping out of college for the third time, mainly because it just wasn't resonating with me. And I realized there was a lot changing both within the world and myself. And so there was a lot of exploration of inner consciousness and of wanting to know what's happening with the world. And through that exploration, a lot of new ideas came, and a lot of confusing times. And there was a lot of inner battle and inner triumph to a degree when you started to realize what was actually going on within yourself. And so we thought, why not create a resource, an online space where we can share these ideas with other people, and we can bring them together and help them through what is something that is not necessarily talked about that often. I mean, a lot of people are feeling it, but not a lot of people are really coming out and talking about it. And so let's create a platform. Let's create a website that allows people to get this information. And ultimately, we wanted to push it to a point where it became something that was everyday talk. It was mainstream to a degree, so that we can not only allow people to address these changes that they're feeling within themselves, but also inspire people to really feel and understand that we do have the power, and we do have the ability to make changes on the planet. We all see that there's areas within the world that need to be changed, and we're seeing the instability that's going on all across the planet. And that instability is ultimately a reflection of the consciousness that we all hold, both individually and collectively within ourselves, that states we're not comfortable with what's currently happening. We want to move forward with things. And so let's start having our external world reflect that instability, so that it triggers us and allows us to look at each and every aspect and say, okay, how are we going to change each part? What are we willing to let go of? How can we start moving forward? And so ultimately, that's where Collective Evolution was led ever since that very beginning of deciding to start it based off of personal journey of really feeling like, you know what, these changes need to start be talked about more mainstream, and they need to get out there. So it started off as a website, and then over the years, there was the interest in creating a documentary series, and that kind of just one led to the other, which led to the other, and that's kind of the history there. And the team has expanded ever since the beginning. So I think this is where Alana can kind of touch on her little piece as to where.
So Collective Evolution started in 2009, and that's when I learned about it. In my own life, I had begun to, I guess, awaken to what was really going on in the world and find out the truth about everything. So I was kind of stuck in a rut a little bit back in my hometown in northern BC. I was just learning about all the corruption in the world. So I kind of had the fight mentality that we had to take down the system and stop the New World Order and all of this. So I was really looking for, my soul was really looking for some more spiritual, peaceful approach to changing the world, I guess, and changing myself. So I came across Collective Evolution in 2009, just kind of like how you did, Julie, just seeing it on Facebook, being shared around. I saw a post that someone had posted on David Icke's Facebook wall. So from there, I became literally obsessed with Collective Evolution, and I was reading their articles all the time. I was always on the website commenting, and it was just exactly what my soul was searching for. So not too long after that, Joe and I had started talking, and a couple months later, I ended up moving to Toronto to join the Collective Evolution team from my hometown. So since then, I've just been a part of it in a small way. At first, I had to work for a while still, so I would just write here and there. But just recently, this year in August, I became a full-time member, and I'm really excited to be more involved.
Great. Now, you guys do have quite a team. There's all kinds of different writers and everybody with lots of different gifts. How did you gather this team together? How did that evolve for you?
Well, it was one of those things where at the beginning we came together, and there was a little bit of a little bit of one-sidedness of things. Started out, it was early. It was kind of myself just kind of really pushing a lot of it, and some of the other people around at the time were just fizzling off, having their own journeys here and there. And then suddenly there was a meeting between, you know, myself and some other people that that we had been kind of, I guess, talking a lot with at the time. And that, you know, that's where I first met Mark, who quickly became a bigger part of it. And then from there, you know, it was just online meetings. That's a lot of it happened just through people finding it and then getting in touch and realizing, hey, we live pretty close to each other. Let's talk. And like the little pieces here and there just kind of fell into place. And it was all within just timing. Everything was just like simple timings that happened to work out where, hey, I'm coming to town. Let's meet up. Let's see what's going on. And then, you know, more and more people started to get involved. I mean, now at this point, we pretty much have about 6 people that are kind of going at it in a more of a full-time basis. And then we have some guest writers here and there as well. Mm-hmm. But it was just one of those things where it expanded as it kind of needed to. And then really a lot of the expansion happened right at the end of last year and coming into this year. And we actually just had somebody recently also move from their hometown to come here, not just to join the team, but to explore Toronto as well. And so that was another full-time member to take on, which was great because now things can just expand. So it's just one of those things where, you know, everything just kind of happened in the right timing and the right people came along.
Well, that's a good story of our interconnected universe and putting the pieces together. Just organically, they come together. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to hear more about what this team is doing. So you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. Don't leave. This is going to be exciting. We'll see you when we get back.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and this is Julie Kroll. My guests today are Joe Martino and Alana Kettler, and we are talking about collective evolution. And I want our listeners to know how to find you. And so I'm going to take this opportunity to just stop and let you share where to find this collective evolution thing that's going on. What's your website?
Our website is www.collective-evolution.com.
Okay, and yeah, the hyphen is important.
Yeah. Worst comes to worst, just type in collective evolution on Google and
yeah, that works too.
Yep, you're number one right there. You can find you real easily. Excellent. So, like, last month, you had 6 million visitors on the website?
Yeah. Yeah. Last month, I guess things have been growing over each, I guess, each month in 2013 that goes by. It seems like things are growing more and more exponentially. And last month, you know, things are just hitting. And a lot of it goes with, I think, the fact that a lot of people are asking questions. A lot of people are interested in things lately. And there is a lot happening around the world. And you know, with that, people turn to inner exploration, and it leads them to various things that ultimately they're finding a little bit more importance in certain mm-hmm. things now than they were in the past, and so there's definitely growth.
Well, congratulations on that. It is just growing exponentially. You know, one of my observations, Alana and Joe, is it's kind of like what you were talking about, Alana, of wanting more of that peaceful alternative, that peaceful and spiritual approach. Mm-hmm. There are things on the site that are real peaceful and spiritual, and then there are some radical in-your-face kind of things. So how do you marry this so successfully? Because there's that radical peace, and then there's this really grounded spiritual calm piece. How do you guys do that?
So with all of the like radical articles that we write that are really designed to like get your attention and kind of wake you up towards certain issues, we just sort of come from a non-judgmental standpoint. So we're not trying to attack the people that are causing harm to the world or these horrible things. We're just, yeah, we come from like a really neutral standpoint. So that kind of sets us apart from other sites that have a lot of anger and judgment in their articles. So we just try to write everything from the same neutral, peaceful standpoint.
Ultimately, it's like when we're writing stuff and it's coming from a certain energy, a certain intention is put into it. And so even though you might be writing about, I guess something that might be raising some awareness towards some animal cruelty or something like that, ultimately, if you're coming in writing and putting that intention of a peaceful feel into the whole thing, it emanates out, right? And of course, everybody who is coming in contact with it then has the choice, because what happens is the mind can see it and kind of really just look at the content for what it is and say, oh my God, this is so freaky and this, that, whatever, I don't like this. And they might start to feel it that way. But because of the energy, the underlying energy that's there, it almost invites people to say, hey, you know what, let me just look at this for what it is and let me feel the peace that's behind it and stuff like that. So I think in having that approach, it really opens up the possibility of being able to see all of the more radical information, so to speak, as something that is that can be seen as peaceful and neutral.
Well, you guys are doing a really good job of that. It's really an integration of it, because it's not, it like you're saying, it's really not too much on either edge. It's really blending truth and reality and these radical wake-up moments with, I like the word non-judgment, like you use that, just this non-judgment piece. Mm-hmm. So you both seem so inspired. I would love to hear what subjects you are both really passionate about, because you're covering, like I said, everything from spirituality to politics to the environment. You guys have space. I mean, lots of things happening. What's Alana's and Joe's expertise? What are you really passionate about individually?
So for me, I'm really passionate about animal rights. Also, just like health benefits of like vegan and vegetarian diets. Really into metaphysical stuff, different meditation techniques, astral travel, psychedelics for expansion of consciousness. And yeah, that's my passions.
Yeah, I'd say I always just like to look at an underlying message personally of whatever tools can be offered or whatever alternative standpoint or view that can be offered that ultimately can assist people in waking up to something more within the world, but was also within themselves. I try and do that with everything I personally put into it. So while certain topics like exploring consciousness at deeper levels or at observable levels is exciting to me, also self-improvement, things like that, even if I'm writing about something that is you know, I don't know, about some new invention or something like that, that could be used in the world, I like to add in a consciousness or a cool little touch to it that shows how creative humanity can be and, you know, how you can tap into that creativity and stuff like that.
Nice. Well, I know one of the big projects that you're passionate about that's really exciting is you have been working on a documentary series, and I've watched the first two, and I'm really excited to hear that the third, the shift part, is coming out later this month or early January. Let's talk about the documentary. Tell us about that. How'd you get started, and tell us what's really in those 1, 2, and 3 episodes?
Well, the documentaries, they kind of were born out of the idea that, the first one was kind of really just like, all right, we were seeing the system for what it is, and we felt in ourselves, you know what, there's not a lot of docs out there that really look at the world and the system from a non-judgmental and neutral standpoint. Instead of, you know, really throwing a lot of blame and sort of hate towards what's going on, let's just look at the world from a neutral standpoint. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what it is. And let's diffuse a lot of this fear. Let's really try and push it aside and say, all right, this is the world we're playing with. How do we move forward? So that's kind of the first one. The second one really looks at the human experience. So we understand a little bit about the planet, a little bit about our bodies, a little bit about our human consciousness, sort of just how the world ultimately functions. And we explore the ego. We explore how that's working and how that's kind of creating a reality that's disconnected from one another. It's disconnected from the earth, from the environment, and from the animal kingdom, stuff like that. And it ultimately offers some solutions of how we can touch on starting to explore our own ego and becoming aware of things. This final one, really, the idea behind it was to reach a widespread audience that, because ultimately, what it is people are feeling that there's something going on, and nobody really knows what it is, and there's quite a bit of confusion. I don't believe that the mainstream media is touching on all of the stuff that's truly going on in the world in a very accurate way, and they do it so compartmentalized, and they do it so I guess in a certain light that you don't really get to see the true nature of what's happening. And if you see the true nature and you explore the true nature, what it is people are waking up. That's downright what's happening. And that's what the shift, the Collective Evolution 3, the shift, explores, is this sudden change that is happening. And it's been happening for about, you know, I would say it's accelerating a lot in the past 10 years, but it's been happening for a lot longer than that. But it explores this change, and it looks at the fact that the world is protesting. It looks at the fact that the world is starting to look for alternative solutions. It explores a cosmological standpoint of how the cosmos is actually affecting this, like observable scientific data and measurements that are showing that something energetically is changing on our planet and that our consciousness is changing as a result. And so it explores all of that, and it really looks at how we can embrace this shift, and then ultimately what we can start to do. And that's that's basically our overall theme for the third one, is to really explore that shift and inspire people to get involved with it.
Mm. You know what? I'm looking forward to talking about what people can do and what's going to happen. I'm going to save that for our next segment because we just have a brief moment here before break. But when we're talking about the documentary, you've moved from the big picture down into the ego and the shift and the smaller picture, and now you're going back to the big picture. What was the biggest surprise? I'm going to throw a surprise at you. What was the biggest surprise you learned or you experienced in creating these documentaries?
Well, to be honest, it was like the first two were very effortless. They came together almost like in an evening, in a sense. The whole thing just plopped into my head and it was easy to just put it out onto paper and then boom, you make it. The third one has been a bit of a journey. And I guess some of the surprise, if we're talking in the information aspect of things, is really that ultimately, and this is kind of what's interesting, is that all the information is there, both in the scientific realm and the spiritual realm, that describes exactly what is happening here on the planet and where things are headed. I don't mean like we know exactly what the future is going to look like. I mean, we know what's happening. And it's the fact that so much of science and so much of the world is really not looking at this stuff or taking it seriously, even though it's all right there. And ultimately, that just comes down to a very narrow and closed-minded view of the world. So that was kind of the surprise there. I mean, my own little tidbit for this third one was that it changed so many times because of how fast the world was changing throughout the beginning of the project and coming close to the end here. So that was kind of another little surprise, was just feeling how difficult it was to keep up with everything that was changing so fast.
Great. That's great. I want to speak more about that, but I'm going to have to wait till after the break too. So this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show. When we come back, more on collective evolution. Stay with us.
To the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Okay, we're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Julie Kroll. We've been talking with Joe Martino and Alana Kettler, and we're going to turn the conversation into what's working in the world. But right before break, we were talking about the surprises of this third documentary, and one of the things I heard that kind of lit my fire a little bit is the whole conversation of science and spirituality. And, you know, Joe and Alana, I hear this over and over with people that I'm talking with that really we know science and spirituality are coming closer and closer together. But there's this interesting phenomenon about how science and spirituality really are looking at things through different lenses, but it's the same thing. And we have this moment. I had a conversation with a group that I'm consulting with. I'm working with a church and a consulting job, and literally we'll take what we know from religion and science, and we'll kind of like separate ourselves as it's a story outside of ourselves. So there's this thing of, well, don't take it literal, it's a metaphor, and then no, it's more than a metaphor, it's literal. And yet, whether it's literal or metaphorical, it's outside of ourselves. It's like we're not really fully embodying this story. Long explanation, but can you speak more about that? With this, it's really this, it's an important resolution in the new unity consciousness to look at this science and spirituality piece, and also the piece of it being outside of ourselves versus really embodying that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think ultimately, if you look at the world for what it is, and if we're going to, for a second, get really conscious here, it's like you can take the identification or the definition away from everything, meaning we could even take the identification away from science and the identification away from spirituality, and we start just looking at things for what they are. If we start to observe certain things in our reality and we say, hey, you know what, I want to understand this at a deeper level, let's start looking into it at a deeper level. Let's start measuring things. Let's start comparing things. Maybe pull some stuff into a lab and see what we can observe to see, you know, how things work. You know, that's science, right? But ultimately, without that word, we're just observing. We're using our own tools of our body and our mind to observe. And then we have what is considered the spiritual side, which is, hey, you know, let's start exploring meditation. Let's start exploring the intuitive feelings, these feelings that are inside myself, that state that, you know, I may want to do this. I may want to do that. I have certain feelings about this, certain feelings about that. And ultimately, at an undefined point of view, those things are just what they are. And so when you, to marry them together really just means to not create a dogma out of either one of them. Because what happens is when people start exploring, say, the scientific world, they start to create this idea that has superiority over another. Alternatively, you could see the same route in the spiritual world, where if somebody is exploring the spiritual world, they then see a superiority of that over the scientific side. But, you know, they can be completely and utterly married together, because ultimately we are all just beings of exploration going through this world, and everything that we observe, everything that we explore, everything that we look at can be done on so many different levels. And when you start looking at what we're starting to see from a scientific point of view, you can see that they're making connections. They're beginning to understand a lot of what the spiritual side has been maybe saying for thousands of years. Now, the issue that's starting to come up is that some of the more dogmatic scientific side of people are starting to say, no, that's not possible. That's pseudoscience. That's ridiculous. That's this, that's that. Because they're unable to let go of the dogmatic beliefs, right, that they've created through science. Because science ultimately is a method. It's a you're looking at something, you generate a theory, you test out that theory. If you're unable to refute it, it holds true as a theory. That's it. It does not mean that if it was a theory in 1997, that in 2005, that theory could be proven wrong and we have to be able to let that go. Unfortunately, a lot of people in the scientific world are not able to let that go because there's jobs, there's careers, there's egos, there's money, there's so much that is founded off of that original 1997 discovery that come 2005 when we know it's wrong, people are unable to let go of what they held true to for so long. And so ultimately, I think that there's a marrying that has to happen, that it is happening. I mean, ultimately, we're seeing it happen. But people need to really let go of the idea of saying, I need to either choose a spiritual or a scientific side or any particular side and just allow things to be what they are. Explore everything for what it is and be open to changes, be open to things being different and don't see any side as more valuable than the other or anything of that nature. Just allow them to be what they are and just explore it as everything having value. To a degree. And when everything has value, nothing has value. But you know what I'm saying? It's ultimately that everything should be seen in the same light.
Yes. You know, one of my favorite phrases now, I have a friend who we're having a dialogue of, let's play what if, and you know, what if this and what if that, of really, really tackling our beliefs and the structures that's been created and really expand our minds outside of it. I love playing what if game. And so speaking of this resolution of science and spirituality, we know there's amazing things happening on the world. And I like, you know, Elena, when you were talking about the peaceful spiritual approach to the resolution of all of these things that are breaking down and not working. Let's turn our conversation to what is working. What are you guys seeing out there? What are you imagining that really could help continue to create the spiritual, peaceful shift on our planet? What's working?
Well, in terms of what I see what's working right now, when people are starting to come together to create change on the planet, so people are coming together and peaceful protesting and overthrowing governments, for example, in Egypt, and also people are coming together to create awareness about things like fluoride or genetically modified food. They're getting these things banned or removed from their cities, which is great. And yeah, I think that's the best thing we can do right now is really come together and put some of our differences aside and work with what we do have in common and what we all do want to see change.
Yeah, I mean,
how about you, Joe?
Yeah, to touch on that, it's like she said, there are there's power within the people, and I think that is working for sure. And examples is we could also see just the organic movement. It's not to say that organic is absolutely the best solution out there for food, but it is a lot better than conventional farming, and awareness is growing and more products are becoming available and stuff like that. And even though that seems a small scale in comparison to what really needs to change on the planet, it's a step and it's a positive step forward. And I think that there's also a great deal of awareness that is happening through something like the internet, where people are really able to share, and anybody with a camera, anybody with a voice is able to go onto this platform of the internet and ultimately reach millions of people should things, you know, click for them, right? And I think that's huge. I think mainstream media is really starting to fear the alternative media that exists out there, because there's so many people that they just cannot stop. So many sites are popping up, so many radio stations, all these various things that are exposing or that are showing what's going on or offering people new ideas. I think these types of things are working, and I think these types of things are ultimately what, to a degree, ultimately, I feel consciousness is helping to create all of this. But if we're looking just at a physical standpoint, these kinds of things are at the forefront of what's really waking people up.
Yeah, and you know, the alternatives, there are so many out there. And what you guys have done really well is use your platform, and yet your platform isn't just one thing. You have this website, which is amazing. I'm going to remind people, it's www.collective-evolution.com. And this website is then has the social media. It has there's just so many things, the documentaries, and you've just built this community around all of these layers. So we just have a couple more minutes before break, and I really want to hear what's next for Collective Evolution. You're going to release this third documentary at the end of this month, or the first of next year. Then what? What's next? Where are you guys going?
Well, I mean, with the documentary, there's also a little, I would say it's like a resource. It's like we're putting together this online resource. We're all kind of working together. We're to a degree, we're open to collaboration with other people as well. And we're basically saying, you know, here's a lot of tools and a lot of resources as to how we can actually go about the various aspects of this shift. Meaning there's an internal side where we all need to reflect on ourselves, our belief systems, our the way we do things, you know, the challenges we may have, whether it's relationships, whether it's human ego, whether it's making decisions, you know, choices, all these sorts of things, exploring all that. But then also to the other side of it, understanding how the world is really working right now, understanding the awareness that needs to be created and seeing that things don't work, they don't make sense. So it's a resource that basically can look at all that stuff in a very neat, organized, tidy manner that's almost like crash courses for each particular thing, so that if somebody is looking to understand various things, they can come in a very easy manner and say, all right, this is what I want. Boom, I click it, I explore it. I not only see how it works, I not only see action steps that I can take within my own life, but then there's this little section. It's a bevy of resources on that specific topic should I want to go deeper. So ultimately, this resource looks at a lot of action. There's a lot of practicality to it. People can look at it. They can see it. They can start making changes both consciously in their lives, but also in the physical world. We kind of marries the two together. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we're working on right now. I mean, of course, there's going to be the day-to-day stuff moving forward. And, you know, we have some other ideas yet that aren't really set in stone, but, you know, getting a little bit more into the video world as well.
So if our listeners are looking to get involved and want to do something, go to collective-evolution.com. And there are lots of ideas there. There's lots of stories. There's lots of topics. There's lots of writers. There's lots of points of views. You're going to find something there. You're going to find something, I promise you. So we're going to take a break. And when we get back, we are going to do our weekly intention meditation of deepening into this. And really, thank you guys. This was so awesome. I appreciate all the variety of things you're bringing to the planet right now. So thank you for your voice. And we are going to take a break. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
We are back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with Joe Martino and Alana Kettler. And I just want you listeners to know, I know you've been impressed with the conversation. These two are in their 20s. I won't give away their ages, but they're 20-somethings. I love that this new generation of young adults is so conscious and so committed to this work on the planet. So I really want to thank them for that. And before we get to the meditation, I just want to remind you, you can visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, for shows coming up and the archives for past shows. And all the information is there. And you can also sign up for our monthly newsletter. And also, please stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, where we continue the conversation. And we are really trying to link up all of these different resources and bringing them to your attention. So please join us on the Facebook page. Okay, it's time for our weekly meditation. Let's sit back, relax, and experience all things connected through this powerful deepening integration meditation. Here is David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System.
Hello, I'm David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here is where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. It's so easy. And now, in this deep state of relaxation, allow yourself to receive the essence of the amazing ideas that you heard about today. Take a moment and experience the feelings of an expanded sense of awareness. And with that expansion, let's take one more step. Open your mind just a little further and welcome your essential self, the aspect of you that is fully aware, totally receptive, and is waiting right there under the surface for you to simply say hello. got it? Are you feeling the presence of you? So lovely. And now, let's take a few moments and allow these essences to come forward as we are enveloped by the music. Simply relax, let go, breathe, and simply receive.
For that powerful sound meditation. Friends, I hope you experience the power of integration and really getting in touch with that essential self. That was David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System. You can find David at www.chakrasoundsystem.com. And as we sit in this delicious, yummy space of beautiful music, thank you, David. I really want to just point out some amazing things happening on our world. Here we have individuals coming together and just organically finding each other to do good work on the planet. So kudos for Collective Evolution as they've gathered their resources, their website, the documentary, all the different products that are coming out there with these young people who just step up to make a difference. And for people who are coming together all over our planet, we're seeing amazing things happening all over. Meditations, collective, synchronized experiences. Things are happening every day. All we need to do is open our eyes, and the invitations are right in front of us. So, also these peaceful, spiritual solutions to radical change. Collective Evolution is doing a good job of really introducing some very radical new ideas in a nice, grounded, peaceful way. So tune in to collective-evolution.com for more of that. You guys, I really enjoyed having you on the show, and so many amazing things are coming from the beautiful town of Toronto. So thank you, Alana and Joe.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, any last words you want to give to our listeners, or any reminders or anything coming up you want them to be aware of?
With everything, just, you know, embrace the changes that are happening and really look within to see how they feel within you. That's kind of the message that I like to share in terms of keeping up with everything. You know, the website's there. There's a lot of social media stuff that's there, so you can keep up with what's happening. We like to update things quite often. And of course, the documentary, the third one's going to be out probably later this month, maybe. But if not, then early January. That's my bit.
And how will they get a hold of that? Right there on the website?
Yeah, on the website, social media, you know.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. If you go to our website, you can find our YouTube channel. Yeah,
there's also a trailer on YouTube for the third documentary if anybody's interested.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I haven't watched that one yet. I'm going to get on right after the show.
All right.
Awesome. Okay, I want to thank you again, Joe and Elena. It was wonderful talking to you today. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And thank you also for the notes that we're getting about the show. Really appreciate your feedback and love to see you on the Facebook page as well. Join us every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, noon Pacific. And we'll be right here bringing evolutionary leaders and change makers talking about this interconnected world that we live in. So have a great week. We'll see you back here next Tuesday. We have a really special treat for you. Larry Dossey will be with us next week, and we're going to be talking about his new book, One Mind. It's going to be amazing. So make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guest and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.